This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Tuesday declined to comment on a statement by Iran-aligned Kataib Hezbollah announcing the suspension of all its military operations against U.S. troops in the region.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder said there had already been three attacks against U.S. forces in the region since Sunday's drone attack on a base in Jordan that killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 troops. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations said Tuesday Washington needs to see changes before it can resume funding a United Nations relief agency that provides help for Palestinians in Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
Linda Thomas-Greenfield, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, welcomed the U.N.'s decision to investigate and review the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East.
I know that we need to see fundamental changes before we can resume providing funding directly to UNRWA. And as you know, we shouldn't let that cloud the great work that UNRWA does.
Countries including the United States, Britain, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands and Switzerland have halted their funding of the agency following recent Israeli allegations that some of the UN's agency staff were involved in the October 7th attack by the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces disguised as civilian women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the occupied West Bank and killed three Palestinian militants on Tuesday. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout without providing evidence. This is VOA News. Kenya is calling for increased regional collaboration in intelligence and security to counter transnational threats. The country is this week hosting intelligence and security chiefs from 14 East African nations. Mohamed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
The eight-country East African community, along with Comoros, Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Malawi, Mozambique, and Seychelles, have come together to build working security relations. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes, Southern and Eastern Africa are becoming trafficking routes for criminals, with traffickers collaborating across borders using smartphones and other advanced technologies that make it harder to disrupt their activities. Corruption, lack of cooperation, and poor relations among some African countries have been blamed for enabling the criminal activities to escalate. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
A court in Zimbabwe freed opposition politician Job Sakala on Tuesday after nearly 600 days in pretrial detention, Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
The opposition leader was jailed in 2022 on charges of inciting public violence after saying that the ruling party had killed an opposition activist, which it denied. On Tuesday, a magistrate convicted him of inciting public violence but gave him a suspended two-year sentence because he had already spent so long in jail.
He is now a free man.
Sakala's lawyer said his client would appeal the conviction.
We are not arresting. We've got instructions to take the matter up to the High Court on appeal. What we want is an acquittal, not a conviction with a lighter sentence. No, we disagree with that.
Sakala is a leader in the opposition party Citizens Coalition for Change. He's been arrested dozens of times since beginning his political career in 1999.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is cheering a decision keeping him on the primary ballot in the state of Illinois. Illinois is among several states where Trump critics have pushed to remove him from the ballot for violating a constitutional ban on office holders who, quote-unquote, engaged in insurrection. The Supreme Court next week hears arguments on a Colorado case in which Trump was stricken from the ballot. A decision in the state of Maine is on hold. A judge says billionaire Elon Musk must give up a compensation package awarded by electric car maker Tesla's board of directors that is potentially worth more than $55 billion. The ruling on Tuesday comes 5 years after a shareholder lawsuit targeted Tesla and the company's directors. They were accused of breaching their duties to the maker of electric vehicles and solar panels, resulting in a waste of corporate assets and unjust enrichment for Musk. I'm Joe Ramsey.